guys. Welcome back to Tea Toast Pod.
Hello, guys. Let's cheers.
Cheers. Welcome back. It's me, Ellie, and
me, Lucy,
bringing you the latest tea
and toast, the sister duo you never knew you needed.
So, latest tea. You've been living it large in Dubai.
I landed yesterday. When I say living it large, yeah, living it large. I'm ready for a detox.
You left us. You left us here. Cold, freezing England.
I know. Everyone just kept texting me about how cold it was. And I was like, guys, we're living it up over here. On the palm, on the beach.
It's so weird when someone's on holiday. Like, you just feel like you're in a completely different world.
I know. Like, landing back here yesterday, I was like, oh, I'm the reality.
Yeah. And I think, genuinely, I don't think there's anyone I follow on social media that's not in Dubai. Like, you were there, and then I think even since you've been home, like, 12 hours, and I think I've seen, like...
I know the Fair sisters went yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did see that. That's it. It's every man and his dog goes to Dubai.
It's January Dubai Affair.
This time of year.
I know. It was my first January, and I was literally like, yeah, now I've been away in January. I want to go away every January.
Yeah, I think... Do you know what? I noticed it last year as well. Everyone was in Dubai.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot, and then it's my whole... feed has been.
Anastasia Kingsnorth was there when I was there, overlapped a couple of other influencers like Molly.
Yeah,
Smith,
Molly and Tom.
I actually saw them. Obviously didn't go up to them.
Where were they?
February 30.
They seem like vibes. Do they look like they were vibing?
They were literally just like checking in for a reservation to be escorted to their table, so
they
were just like, yeah, I didn't like
seeing. Nothing to give.
But yeah.
Oh, well, I hope they had a good time.
You know what I did see? Yaz and Lockie from TOWIE, and I was like, are they back together? What's the tea on this?
I don't know who Yaz is. Is Lockie still in TOWIE?
No, but I just saw them together and I literally was like,
I feel like
no
that's...
way are they back together. Yeah, Faith, my friend, was like, who are they? And I was like, oh, I'm such an OG TOWIE person.
I feel like that's such a Dubai thing. Like, I saw X and Y in Dubai together.
Yeah. And I was like, I need the tea.
Who was Anastasia with?
I just didn't see her, but I just saw her on her Instagram that she was there on like a girls trip.
I saw, I think, when she got back. I think that's it. I've seen loads of people got back. Loads of people put loads of stuff on.
Anyway.
So, when you were in Dubai, I was obviously checking your socials, checking our socials, and everyone has got so many questions.
I know. I feel like every time I go to Dubai, and especially when I used to live there, like, everyone wants to know about Dubai, that people that haven't been, how strict it is, what the rules like, where to go, because there's a million places.
I feel like there is so many questions that I have, never mind our listeners. So I put a question box out to see if you could answer some of our questions.
About Dubai.
Yeah, basically.
Let's do it.
So let's have a look. Loads of people want to know about the best brunches. So hit us off with best brunches.
Okay, so I actually did I have two favourite brunches there, and I'm not someone that's done every single one, but I've done a fair few. Saturday is the best brunch day. In terms of, like, we're talking non-beach club brunches here. They just,
well,
like, brunches.
I think I need to know, like, a bit more about a brunch. Is it the same as, like, a brunch?
Oh, my God, no. So, like, it's like a brunch on steroids, like, from the UK. Like, the UK don't do brunches like Dubai. So, basically, you pay an amount, however much they're charging, and you rock up and you get really good food. Some places do, like, unlimited food. Some places it's, like, a set menu. But, like, when I say food, it's not like in the UK where you get, like, a little pancake and a poached egg. You get food.
Because in the UK, it's like, here, pick from a menu that you don't really care about. But on your socials, I was like, this girl is like, five star dining.
Yeah, five star dining. Like, there's so much food and it's all like gorgeous food. So you get loads of food and it's unlimited drinks for 4 or 5 hours, depending which brunch you do.
And do you get to choose your drink usually? Or
so
is it set,
there's
like,
packages.
UK?
So I like, I remember even living there, so I knew I was going to do this. Like, Prosecco is always in the premium package.
Oh, okay.
So I always pay a bit more, but then you get unlimited Prosecco for whatever. But, like, the most packages, like, always include, like, house spirits, white, red wine, like, rosé, all that. And then, like, the premium ones, maybe a bit more premium vodka or whatever, and then Prosecco included. But you get it free-flowing. And when I say so, from the get-go, the entertainment, they have, like, blowers, dancers, DJs, MCs. They have the bass, like, literally... I would put my glass down, another glass is on my table. So they're not stingy about it.
Okay, so you get your money's worth.
You get your money's worth. Everyone there is a good vibe. Everyone gets dressed up. It just gets lively. So I did Seven Sisters.
Okay.
brunch. It's on a Saturday. It's called Sundown Brunch, but it's at Seven Sisters.
Oh, okay, that was my question. So that's the, like, restaurant?
Yeah. Well, in Dubai, it's known as Seven Sisters.
Okay.
But it is actually called Sundown. So follow both of them if you want to have a look on Instagram. So basically, I did find out this time around, but I think it's just like who I went with was a bit more housey.
Yeah.
I feel like Dubai's got way more housey than it used to be. I love Dubai for like the Afro beats and the R&B. So that's why like I said to my friend that like, we're doing this brunch, it's the best. And it was all R&B. It was like my music. It's not changed and it was full. Like everyone just loves this brunch. But all the other venues I went to, I swear, it was like house. But there is loads of Afrobeat venues out there. We just didn't go. Like, because even I was sat like...
Depends
who you're with and who you're going with. But, so yeah, we did Seven Sisters. But another one I absolutely love, it was called Oodles Noodles Brunch when I lived there. And I did ask my friend that lives there. She said it's still going, but I didn't ask her what it's called now. But it's basically at like a restaurant in the Five Palm called like Shanghai something.
Yeah.
And that is another, like, amazing brunch. And she says that one still sells out every week. That's a bit more, like, all-around type of music. But, again, the entertainment, everything, it's just so good. So those are two brunches that I would, like, or a must recommend. They're, like, on a Saturday. But in terms of, like, beach clubs, brunches, ladies' days.
Someone else has said best beach clubs.
Yeah, so it's all about a ladies' day. Like, for me, the best beach club is wherever has a ladies' day that day, because what's popping. So basically, if you're a girl in Dubai, you get so much for free or discounted. So like all the nightclubs, you can go for free. You get loads of, like, if you sign up to all of the apps like Secret Society, Dolce Vita, A-List, these are all apps that you can apply for things for free.
So you're telling me I don't have to be you and have your following and get these for free?
Some apps are a little bit more lenient. You try signing up to them and see if you get accepted. Because even when you're on the apps, you do have to then get accepted for the dinner.
Right, okay.
So, like, some we were getting accepted for, some we weren't.
So, but it's maybe worth a try, but you're not guaranteed.
You're not guaranteed.
Okay.
So, but ladies' days, anyone can obviously go and pay if you're a lady.
Do you get pretty privileged?
Yes. In Dubai, it's all about...
the looks.
Yeah.
The bling. The Dubai bling.
The Dubai bling. And I can't sugarcoat that. It's all about followers and the looks, and you get accepted on these apps if they approve you. Okay. I mean, it's savage.
So if you want to get accepted, up your Insta game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. You heard it here first, guys.
Yes, sorry.
Hard to get a free
I'm like pretty, but obviously I do my job.
No, but you've got a follower.
Yeah, so they say, like, send us your socials. So it is a little bit intimidating.
Okay, so this is good for people to know.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get accepted to a couple this time, even though I have followers, because there's always someone prettier with more followers than you.
Was that a, like, shot to the heart?
That was when Molly Smith was applying.
That's when you saw Molly Tom rock up.
Yeah. No, so ladies' days.
Maybe January's not a good time to apply for the
It was so quiet.
Oh, really?
So quiet. Like, April and May is where Dubai is all about. And then, obviously, like, up to Christmas. That was quiet.
But it's technically, like, the coldest.
Yeah, I actually got chilly a couple of nights, for sure. But in the day, we got really good weather. To be fair, all the locals that live there were saying, oh, like, you came on the best week, because last week was a little windy. So we got a really good week weather-wise. But, yeah, January, I thought it was, like, dead compared to what Dubai can be.
But were the brunches still, like...
So, like, yeah, the Saturday brunches, it was full. The beach clubs, we didn't do the ladies' days because it just wasn't how it worked for us this time around.
But, sorry, I interrupted. So, looping back, ladies' day.
Yeah, so basically, ladies' days are where you go and you pay, like, they're normally, like, 150 AD, which is about 30 quid. So, quid, you get normally, like, a set menu type thing, like some food and unlimited drinks for 3 to 4 hours. So again, it's like,
oh wow, that's insane.
And you're at a beach club. So,
and are they all like Instagrammable beach clubs? Like...
yeah. So when I lived there, I know they're pretty much the same. So Tuesday, White Beach. That is, like, not the most party. But White Beach is amazing. The music's really good. They normally have a saxophone player, this and that. But it's a bit more chill than, like, proper going for it.
Okay.
Wednesday, so it always used to be Cove when I lived there. And that was definitely a bit more my music.
Like
Afrobeats, R&B, different things like that. So I was there, like, every Wednesday without a fail.
Okay.
But being there this time around, B Beach is, like, the new place to be. And apparently on a Wednesday, that ladies' day is the best. We were, like, umming and ahhing whether to do it, but that was, like, our last day and we were so done with drinking.
So, like, when you say ladies' day...
Well, like, I think B Beach is more housey.
If I do you just go with your girls and it's just have a good time with your girls, or do guys go?
No, so guys come, yeah, so that's the thing, like, yeah, it's full because, like, they know it's going to be full with girls and it's going to be the busiest beach club that day because all the girls are going because it's free alcohol all day. And, yeah, guys just turn up and pay.
Okay.
If you're a guy, they need money.
And
then Thursday, my absolute fave, but we just weren't there on a Thursday. But if we were there on a Thursday, I would have done it. Five Palm, pool party, ladies' day on a Thursday. Wow, it hits every single time.
Wow. And what do you wear to these things?
Yeah, so a lot of people always ask about what to wear.
Yeah.
When you're at the pool clubs, beach clubs, within the hotels, all that, like, it's not strict at all. Like, it's a tourist place. Like, you, they know it's a pool party. They know you're in your bikinis dancing and this and that. So don't be worried. Like, we walked to a beach club one day from our hotel because it was a 10-minute walk.
Okay.
We walked in our bikinis with, like, a little cover up on. It was fine.
Oh, so it's really,
really not that strict in, like, the touristy areas, especially on the Palm, in the hotels. Like, obviously, you won't be walking around a mall in a bikini.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely fine.
But you wouldn't really do that anyway.
Well, no, exactly.
Okay, so you think, like, all the touristy, beachy-type things, it's just like you're on holiday.
Yeah.
And then people say, when do you have to be careful?
Yeah, so, again, I have never, ever experienced, from living there, this trip, anything, I've never experienced anyone getting into trouble for what they wear. My rule with when I was going into the malls or around the souks, around the Burj Khalifa areas with more locals and things like that, if my knees aren't covered because I've got, like, denim shorts on or whatever, or a skirt, I cover my shoulders. So I always made sure I had, like, a t-shirt on or something like that. Or if my shoulders were out because I had, like, a vest on, I always made sure my knees were covered, so I'd have a longer skirt or a pair of trousers.
Yeah.
So, like, I bought some linen trousers this time around, and just, like, wore linen trousers around the place and things like that. So that was always my personal rule. The only time they're a little bit more strict is Ramadan, where, like, to go into a mall and things, like, be respectful, have your shoulders covered. And
yeah, so maybe do your research on what time of year you are going.
Yeah, but honestly, again, like, I've never seen anyone get done or told off. Like, people will just wear, like, a vest top and shorts in the mall, and it's not, no one's getting you in trouble.
Do you think there's areas of the city where it would be more like that?
And obviously, you'd be going to a mosque, like,
yeah, of course,
dress appropriately. I would say if you go in, like, into the souks, like the old town and things, yeah, make sure your shoulders are covered, just out of respect, mainly.
Like, be aware of where you are. But if you're doing, like, the touristy fun beach clubs, partying,
if you're on the beach, you're in a bikini, like, no one's thinking twice about it.
Okay, perfect. Few questions about the desert. Who do you book desert tours with?
So, good little recommendation from me. So, we actually met a girl out there who goes to Dubai all the time. We just got chatting to her. She's from London. And she said, because we were on about these apps, and we were like, oh, we really want to do the desert. And we were being a bit tight, and we were just like, we don't really want to pay full price for the desert, because I'd done it a million times.
Yeah.
Faith was like, oh, I'll pay for it. And I was just a bit like, I love the desert, but I, like, don't want to, like, I would have rather, like, gone and done something else. Yeah. So she said, go on Groupon. She was like, Groupon out here is so good. She was like, there's, because obviously they have the Burj Khalifa fountains,
yeah,
which I've seen a million times. I didn't get to do it this time because there just wasn't enough time, which I was a bit gutted about. But she was like, oh yeah, there's, like, a viewing platform, like, within the fountains that you can go on, and on Groupon you get it for, like, £4.
Oh wow.
So she was just telling us about that, and then we mentioned that we wanted to do the desert, and she was like, honestly, go on Groupon. So we went on. And for £26 each, we got a full desert experience.
And what does that include? Like, how do you get to the desert?
Yeah, so you basically book. I think our tour operator we booked through was called Arabian Kings.
Okay.
But we got it obviously through Groupon.
Yeah.
But then you book it, and it's all done on WhatsApp over there, which is really handy. Like, so the driver, they'll just text you when you booked it, being like, oh, you booked Arabian Kings for tomorrow. The driver will pick you up at X time, what's your address, and then you just give them the hotel name, and then your driver's there the next day at this time. It's great. But, like, real thing with the desert is it is literally a sales show all day. So we obviously got it for £26. We didn't end up spending £26.
Okay.
So it's one of these, right? So, and this is what I've experienced before when I've gone to the desert. Unless you are just, like, really rich bougie, getting your private car, doing everything privately, and you've got the money to spend, and obviously when you're on these tours,
yeah,
a million people are on these tours. So we got a text in the morning. Hi, so your package covers a bus of 30 people, and the pickups from all the hotels will be 2 hours. Do you want a car that we only do two pickups because you're sharing with two other, like, couples?
Yeah.
for an extra whatever dirhams. So then we looked at each other and was like, well, yeah, because obviously we don't want to be travelling around in a bus full of 30 people for 2 hours. So we
know what they're doing.
Yeah, so then we got in the car. And then it's about an hour's drive away, but about 45 minutes into the journey, we pull up at this shop where they all obviously, like, know what they're doing. They're like, oh, this is a toilet stop. Like, go into the shop, have a look around, and then everyone there is trying to sell you everything in the shop. But to be fair, I did just get, like, an ice cream and a drink. But they're all trying to sell you the headscarves. But I would say, like, the headscarves are cool for a photo. Like, and they're only 50 dirhams if you want to buy one. But when you're in the desert, you know, like, the things that go over your face and that. But I was already wearing a headscarf because I knew the deal.
Yeah, you've been
before.
You've been.
So, obviously, that's, like, a little sale. Then when you get there, they're like, okay, so your quad bike experience is this, where you just get, like, 100 square meters, you're on a small quad bike. And you don't, but if you want to go into the desert, then they show you this video of all the quad bikes going in and out of the sand dunes and everything. So they're like, I want to do that. So they're like, okay, well, that's an extra this. Then we got off, we were doing an experience. It was amazing. I would say do the quads in the desert.
It looks so fun.
Five times over. So I think we had to pay an extra 20 some each. So then it was like £45 each at this point. No, maybe £50, including the car upgrade.
Okay.
At this point, which we were still like, this is great. We get off there in the middle of your quad bike experience. You get off for them to take photos of you and things. Obviously, you get a professional photo took, which they offer you to buy, but we didn't. This guy literally just has this bird and comes and puts it on my arm. Not even asking me.
The bird was so random.
Oh my God, it was so random and scary. You'll have to go check out my socials, guys, if you want to see that. And we'll actually put some on the Tea and Toast pod as well. Make sure you've got us on our socials.
Because when I see your socials, I thought.
Oh, no. So there's.
Did you see your bird last time she went?
Yeah, so. And I just knew he was then going to be like, are you going to give me money for this? But I thought it was going to be discretionary. It was not discretionary. You were paying this guy. And I was like, I didn't even want this bird on my arm.
Oh, my God.
We were paying like a tenner each or something to have this bird put on our arm for like 5 seconds.
That you didn't even like.
Yeah, one.
Okay.
And then, to be fair, we did the dune bashing, which is in the car going up and down. That was really cool. That was all included in our tour.
Oh, good.
And then there was a sunset dinner with a belly dancer and Middle Eastern food included as well. In all of that.
Oh, so you got food as well?
Yeah, but the desert is amazing. But yeah, if you do book onto a tour, just know that you're like trying to get sold some at left, right, and centre. But it is quite funny. Like, it's quite like, funny.
When you're on holiday, you just get sold to every opportunity.
I know,
and it's
really
almost like when you're not in your own country, you're just like, yeah,
sure, whatever. We literally just by the end of the day was like, shall we just say yes to everything? But the desert is a must.
Yeah, so would you say definitely do that?
Definitely have an afternoon and morning in the desert. I would say like, do it in time where you do get the sunset. We were a little bit gutted we didn't stay for the sunset dinner because it would have been nice to see like some Middle Eastern entertainment. There was going to be a fire show and things like that. But Arabian Kings is sweet.
Nice. And someone asked if you rode a camel.
I have before, but not this trip.
Not this trip.
But the camel rides, basically, we were supposed to get a camel ride included.
Oh.
But you pay for the camel ride if you want a camel ride. And you're on the camel. I'm not joking. The 15 to 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I would say, unless you're desperate to go on a camel and get the photo, you basically get on it, get a photo. They take you around a pen that's not even 10 meters wide and you're off it.
Okay.
FYI.
Okay, that's good.
They're quite uncomfortable.
They don't look comfortable.
Yeah, and they definitely don't want to be there. I feel a bit bad on the camel.
Okay, so maybe just go do the quad bike.
The quad bikes, the dune bashing, the sunset dinner, all of that, great.
Okay, perfect.
If you go, use Careem. So on there, you can basically order taxis, food, farm, anything you need will be delivered to your hotel. Like, you can get massages, order anything in Dubai, and it will be at your door within 30 minutes.
This sounds like we need this in the UK.
No, I know. So Careem, always order, obviously, if you're on a budget, girlies, Hala taxis. They're the cheapest taxis.
Hit me off then. So last three things. So top three places you wait. Go.
Ooh, Cheesecake Factory.
You would love a cheesecake.
Guys, I had 3 Cheesecake Factories in 6 days. I just love the Cheesecake Factory.
You're obsessed. I've never even had one.
I can't believe you've never had a Cheesecake Factory.
Never had one.
Oh, like, and everyone's going to think I'm like on, it's not bougie. I don't care. Cheesecake Factory.
You're
it is the best.
Obsessed.
Get the Da Vinci pasta or the Louisiana chicken pasta if you go. It's great. Banging. Love
it. Okay. Cheesecake Factory, you have to.
I really liked the food at Bagatelle.
Yeah.
That was nice. And we went to this new restaurant called, I'm going to say wrong, Baoli. Baoli?
Okay. Yeah, I saw on your social.
That was like very seafood. The prawns, the sea bass, like it was all so good. But from just like the past, like not this time around, yeah. I would say Oppa, like the Greek restaurant, the Greek food out there, like any Mediterranean style restaurant out there is beautiful, but I do love Mediterranean.
Yeah, we have. We said it before, we'll say it again. Mediterranean girly.
Yeah.
What is...
But the brunches is always, like, everyone in Dubai has good food.
What's the best, like, value for money things to do? So I'm on a budget, I've got a week in Dubai, what should I do?
Definitely go to the Dubai Fountains, it's free, watch them.
Lovely, perfect, tick.
Yeah, that is, like, one of my favourite things to do there. There's two free beaches in Dubai. Every other beach is like via a beach club and you have to pay for a bed and things. So if you want to just go to the beach for free, JBR Beach and Kite Beach.
Okay, and then all the others, I'm going to a beach club.
Yeah, so it's like private property you have to pay to get in.
Okay, cool. That's good to know.
So that's it. I love walking around JBR Beach and the marinas just for walks. Walking on the palm as well is really nice. That's obviously free. Walkabout. The Atlantis water park is a vibe.
Mm, it looks insane.
Yeah, I didn't do it this time around because I've literally done it about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I think if I went, that would be one of my up there things to do. So would you say that's worth doing?
Yeah, I would say it. And obviously the desert is worth doing for sure. Top Golf is good.
Oh yeah, it looked good there actually.
Yeah, Top Golf is good. My bougie recommendations. Yeah. So definitely a Saturday brunch, the two I recommended. Yeah. And I wouldn't even say like brunch is a bougie. It's just like...
How much is a brunch? Sorry, we talked about
so I paid the premium. I paid the premium package and it was £85. Well, okay. For £85, I got food and drink all day.
Yeah, that's great. And the atmosphere in the vibe
It's worth it.
Like spot on.
Spot on. And then I would say Oppa is worth the money. Like dinner show, the food.
I remember you wanted
really
to go there. For ages, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you have to book these things in advance?
Yes. Oppa, even when I lived there, had a 4-week wait list. Yeah. So I booked it 4 weeks in advance.
So get your reservations in.
Yeah, 100%. And then I would say as well, ladies' days.
Yeah, perfect.
Ladies' days. And they're cheap, £30.
Yeah, that sounds unreal. Sounds like really good value for money, actually. Okay, last question, actually. But people are wanting to know why you actually left Dubai.
Oh, yeah. So this gets asked
like
all the time.
People what they want. Clear
I know. I know, because everyone just thought I said I was moving there and then went on a holiday and came back.
Well, technically, you did go on a 2-month holiday.
No, I know, but I literally did move there. I packed everything up. I went to IKEA, set up all my room. I am not
leaving.
They're
like here in Dubai.
Yeah.
Oh. Girl, she officially moved to Dubai because she went to IKEA there.
Yeah. No, so basically, I got offered a TV show in the UK. So I was like, right, I either just stay in Dubai and don't do the TV show.
Yeah.
Or I go, because basically, I got through to the last round of this TV show and I had to go and meet producers.
Yeah.
But I was living in Dubai and I was already, at that point, it was like the end of May, start of June. And I already told myself, well, I'm definitely going to go home for a month or two in the summer anyway, because it gets too hot there, a lot of people leave, and then, like, come back in September and, like, officially settle.
Okay.
So I was like, well, let's just, like, pack up and go, do the last round audition. If I don't get it, I'll be back in September. If I get it, I'll be back or not. So got the TV show, filmed it in that summer for, like, a month and a bit, then wanted to wait till it obviously aired in the UK. Then when it finished airing, I had 6 months left on my rent. So I was like, well, let me just see it out. Then I'll go back to Dubai.
Okay.
But then work was going good. Met Yannick. And so I just ended up going back. But I got a TV show. Cavill's Weekender, if you want to go watch it.
So you think if it wasn't a TV show, you would have gone back to September?
I mean, I don't know.
Never know. You don't know.
You never know. I don't think I would have, like, just suddenly left. No.
Okay, fair enough.
Tea.
What?
And I'm making it topic of the week.
Oh, gosh.
Guess what's back? The Kardashians. The Kardashians are back. I'm not even getting paid, but I will plug them. Kardashians, Hulu, Disney. 6th of Feb. And I am buzzing literally this week.
You are too obsessed with the Kardashians.
I don't care. I need, like, we're talking about the Kardashians.
Do you know what, though? Do you know what I'm here for this time around?
What? Lamar is back.
They've literally told us, like, we've like within 2 weeks.
Oh, that has been good because they sent to feedback because they tell you like 3 months to date. The only thing is, like, obviously keeping up with the Kardashians was way better. But they're just like too elite now to share too much. But it's the production of Disney. Like, we used to get Keeping Up with the Kardashians in more real time. Like, everything we're going to get on this new series happened last year, but I don't care.
Because they are the elite of the elite now.
I love them.
What to give us. They give us a little sprinkling of where, like,
back. Lamar is back.
I know, see.
I don't think she'll be with him. She can't. She can't do that to herself. But I think she's maybe been intrigued and met him. I don't know. I just can't wait.
I don't know, but you're such, like, an old-school Kardashian fan, whereas I wasn't really involved with it when it was, like, the Lamar stuff.
I can't talk to you.
I know. So okay. I feel like you're hyped about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, seeing as you are such a Kardashian diehard...
Super fan,
that's the word!
Can any of our listeners get in the comments, though? Like, are you a super fan? Who's your favourite Kardashian? Are you excited for the new series?
There has to be some other super fans out there that you are... a super fan.
Like, Kim Kardashian is my absolute muse.
She's like
fashion, yeah. Hair, her boss bitch skills. Who's your favorite? You're gonna definitely say Chloe.
I love and respect Kim. I think she's great. She works hard. She's got the hustle. I love Chloe.
Yeah.
I'm a Kylie girl as well, I think.
Yeah.
Chloe and Kylie.
Old school Chloe. She's now doesn't give us enough because she's just been bullied.
Like,
so much.
Do you blame her?
No, I don't blame her.
I'd give nothing if I was her.
No, I know. Like, you guys don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
You guys can play along at home. Ellie's done a little super fan quiz for me.
I need to know if people know them better than you.
And if you get more answers than me, let me know in the comments. And I'm going to, like, be messaging you back and forth being like, no.
Let us know in the comments what you get out of the final score. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm so excited. If I get a single one wrong, I'm going to be so disappointed in myself.
Now, I'm starting off easy. Even I know this.
Okay.
Who did Kim work for as an assistant before she came
to Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton. Is that how she
ka-ching.
Like?
Can I do a little ka-ching every time I get
one? Oh, yeah. Ka-ching. What about if you get it wrong?
Okay, yeah. That would be okay. Bible.
Name all 5 of the Kardashian Jenner sisters from oldest to youngest.
Courtney K. Kim K.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe K.
Yeah.
Rob K.
Yeah.
Kendall J. Uh-huh. And Kylie J.
That's good. I feel like a lot of people think Kim's the oldest.
No one thinks that.
Oh, okay. I think that. I think she gives, like, older sister energy.
Yeah, but that's why her and Courtney beef all the time. Oh, my God. Have you not heard?
Okay, I don't know anything.
Okay.
What did Kim wear? Fashion idol over here. To her first Met Gala, what designer did she wear?
She wore Givenchy.
What was the dress?
Wasn't it that? I want to say it was that flower dress when she was pregnant.
Yeah, it was. It was a floral gown.
Yeah, it was.
How that... iconic.
She was Kanye's plus one to that. She wasn't invited.
How iconic that Kourtney did that for her.
Oh, my God, that was the most iconic. Thing is about the Kardashians. If you're going to slate them and give them a hard time on social media, they are going to hit back in the most iconic ways ever.
They're just like, do you know what? We've got the platform. We're going to use it to our advantage.
Yeah, like, abusers will literally, like, throw it in your face with a middle finger and be like, yeah, I know.
It's so
like,
good.
My favourite thing is just, like, because it's iconic, and I love to do iconic shit.
Oh, yeah, that is so good.
I just love it.
The amount of good sounds that you get from...
Oh, they're so just good. Brilliant.
Okay, name Chloe's best friend who regularly appears on
Malika.
The show.
Malika!
And what's Malika's thing called?
Khadija!
Okay, she does know everything.
Guys, are you getting them right like me? I'm actually so impressed with myself. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching!
Oh yeah, you need to tally them up. Tally up those ka-chings. Right, what is the nickname Chris's Jan? Grandchildren call her by.
Lovey.
You're acing this quiz.
Lovey! Ka-ching. I don't know whether I'm sad or a genius.
I am both. Name. Oh, this is a good one. Name all of the grandkids from oldest.
You're really making me do oldest? No, because they had loads of kids at the same time.
Oh.
So obviously Mason.
Yeah.
Penelope North. Age order's throwing me off. I know all their names.
Well, try your best.
Okay, Mason. Penelope North, I know their birthdays are so close to each other, but they're like the same age. I'm going to say Rain, then Saint, then Dream, Stormy, True.
No, you're right, but you missed one.
Oh, wait, let me double back. Because I will know it. How have I missed one?
I think she's the most iconic.
I said Nor.
No, well, yeah, Nor is the most iconic. She's the most like Kim.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I thought... Because basically, Dream, True, and Chicago are all the same age.
And Stormy.
I said Stormy.
There's too many!
I know. So, they're all the same age, so I was going to say Chicago next, but it's... No, Chicago's birthday is January. So, does it go Chicago, Stormy, True?
Yeah.
So, okay, that's pretty good.
We're back on track.
And then it would be... Sam.
Tatum. Yeah.
So I think it went Ern and Tatum.
Yeah, Ern and Tatum.
So
okay, you got that, you nailed it. What's your favourite name of the Kardashian kids?
Oh, what a good question. I mean, Northwest is just so iconic. I love Chicago.
I love that they call her Shy.
Yeah, Shy. I love Chicago. I think Rain and Sam are just nice names.
They're really cool names.
Yeah.
I do think at the time it was like, whoa, but now they just seem like nice, cool names.
Yeah, I would say maybe like Chicago, Sam, and Rain.
I like Rain.
Yeah, Rain is nice.
And Chicago, I think.
Yeah.
Best. I don't quite like Saint, actually.
Yeah,
but I think Saint. A lot of people do
Kim
Saint
obviously
now.
Gave all her kids the best names. Yeah. It's just Kim.
Oh, yeah. Right. Last couple. Okay. Let me see. Who has a need money for a Birkin sign in their closet?
Chloe or Grin. Chloe.
Oh,
what was it?
It's Chris.
Oh! I knew it was Chloe or Chris!
That was such a Chris thing.
I know, it's such a Chris thing. I panicked because Chloe's Chloe Money.
Oh, okay.
So then I was deepening it in my head.
Don't deep it. I know. It's
not
that deep.
I know.
Where was North baptized?
Jerusalem.
I don't think that's right.
Oh, Armenia.
Yeah.
But they went to Jerusalem and Armenia on the same trip.
Oh, right, okay. But she got baptized in Armenia.
Okay.
Just saying.
Anyway.
Ka-ching, okay.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Okay, last question.
Okay.
When did Kim launch her first perfume? These girls have had a lot of
brands.
Wow.
Because didn't she do a perfume like... Before her fame, like back in the day when coming up. And what, they became famous maybe like 2007, 2009? Like when they started coming on the scene? I actually am just taking a guess. I'm going to say 2010 to 2012. Is it 2009?
Yeah.
Oh!
I wouldn't even know what to guess for that.
Oh, that's so annoying. Anyway, I think I got pretty close there.
Yeah, you did.
Let us know in the comments, guys, how many you got right. But yeah, the Kardashians is back. So I prepared a little activity for you. It wasn't a quiz because I know you're a super fan like me.
Okay, tell me.
You guys can actually play this game at home. It's a blind ranking. So you don't know who you're going to get. And I need you to do your top five. If you need to write it down, if you're not going to remember, get yourself out. So I'm going to just say names. And you need to put them in order, one being the best, five being the worst.
And I can't change like my mind.
No, you can't change your mind. So okay. It might be a bit like, oh, but then we'll like talk for the answers after.
Okay, get you.
Okay, so what the first Kardashian family member I want you to blind rank.
Yeah.
Make sure to play along at home, guys, and let us know what your order was.
Oh, I felt like this is going to be hard.
Okay, so the first one is Chris.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, you don't know who you're getting next.
See, I think she's a bit annoying.
Oh my god, Chris is iconic.
Oh my, that didn't go down well. I thought you'd be on my vibe with that.
No.
I'm going 4.
Okay, no, don't tell me your order until the end.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so Chris, right, next one is Scott.
Okay. Solid member of the family.
Okay. Ellie loves Scott.
He's just such a vibe.
He's just hung on, he's hanging on to the family, isn't he?
I like
But he's just like, iconic.
You know, he's been through it.
He was, like, at the height of but keeping up with it, so it's, like...
He's just about...
Okay, the next one is Rob.
Okay.
Then we have Kendall.
Okay.
And then we have Chloe. Are you happy with your
I'm
order?
I'm so happy with my
really?
Order.
Really?
Unbelievably happy.
Okay. I was like trying to throw you off. I didn't know if you thought you were going to get like Kim or Kylie or... Okay, so...
Oh, the fact that you threw Chloe in there at the end just literally sealed it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so who was your number five?
Brock.
Okay, but I would say from this list, that is fair enough. I didn't know whether you were going to, like, not vibe with Kendall or something.
No, but I like Kendall. Though, Rob, like, I just don't, we just don't really get anything of him.
Yeah,
so
you used to back in the day, but
yeah,
I would, like, I agree with that. Rob would have probably been my number five. And then who was your number four?
Chris.
That, see, that to me is, like, absolutely diabolical.
I just don't vibe
Chris
that
needed
much.
To be near the top.
I'm not.
Why do you not vibe with Chris?
I don't know. It's a bit annoying. Do you know what it is? It's when, you know, when the questions do like the filler episodes and it's just Chris the whole episode. I'm like, I want to know what Kylie's up to. I want to know what Kim's doing.
Yeah, we don't need as much like.
Yeah.
Info on. Yeah, but she's just like. She's drinking a martini all the time.
I mean, let's be honest.
She is literally the Roman Empire
she
of the family.
Built an empire.
Yeah. Okay. Who was your number three?
Kendall, which I think she's.
I think that's fair.
She's a good number three spot.
I mean, Chris would have definitely been above her.
I think Kendall's a solid number three spot.
I mean, yeah. Have you just seen the John Paul Gaultier? Was it John Paul Gaultier? Or was it Mugler? She just wore this amazing dress at like Paris Fashion Week. And it was like, oh, everyone hated it, the dress. I loved it.
I've not seen it.
Oh, go look. It's
I'll
great.
Have a look.
And then second place.
Stop.
And then first Chloe.
Chloe.
So you're really...
Chloe
yeah,
Money. That worked out so good for me.
Okay, let us know what blind ranking but order you guys got.
I think Chloe's got to bring all the vibes, so...
I know.
That's why that... Up
there's some, like, weird, twisted random out there that want them to get together.
Oh, did you listen to her podcast?
Not yet. Is it good?
Just to her first episode is her and Scott, and obviously they just get so many questions, and they're just like... Obviously they joke with it or whatever, but they're just like, guys, we're like brothers and sisters.
Yeah, weird.
Like, these are like...
Was it a good episode, though?
Yeah, it was good.
I actually really can't wait. I might listen to that on the way home today.
Yeah, it was really good. She's done a couple of episodes now.
No, I know. She's done the one with that Jay Setty and then Mel someone.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was worth listening.
Okay, I'm going to listen then. Okay, so that was our little topic slash game of the week.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm excited, actually, to debrief on our thoughts on it.
Yeah, next week's episode, we'll have a little debrief. So, finishing off, recommendations. Mm-hmm. I want this week, your top skincare, beauty, and hair care.
Oh, okay. Big question. I like
so
it.
So let's go with skincare first.
Okay.
Could be like a favorite brand of just like products, or it could be like a one go-to product that you can't live without.
Okay. Can I just have a look? Because I actually don't even know what it's called.
Yes.
And I've got a product, but I can never remember the name of the brand.
She's literally looking on her orderer's emails. I'm dying. Have you just made an order?
No, but I have quite recently.
That's so funny. I'm intrigued now.
I was influenced.
By?
Tay Blue.
Oh, okay.
Tay Blue, you know.
Molly's mate.
Yeah, but I actually followed her before she was Molly's mate.
Okay.
But obviously, we know that I'm like a diehard Molly May fan.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like I've just jumped on her, but okay. I've always followed her anyway. Because she was talking about how, so I get quite bad, just a little story time, eczema on like my face and my eyes and my hands. And I was messaging her about it. And then she put.
Messaging who? Tay Blue.
Yeah. She's really lovely. She responds to you. Probably like.
I'm absolutely obsessed that you had the guts and the confidence to just message an influencer.
To like half a million. No, not half a million. Quarter of a million followers.
I just like. I would think, oh, what was that she was using? But I would just never ask because I think they won't reply. Hats off to you.
No, do you know what? I initially messaged her about her house on her YouTube because her house looked stunning. So I was just
you're
like...
You're a diehard fan. I love it.
I was literally just like, you know, you just had a nice message. Like,
I'm absolutely really dying nice. That you have sent this influencer a message about her house.
Yeah.
You are invested. I've never messaged Kim Kardashian. You're more invested than me.
Anyway, she replied. I was like, oh, what did she reply?
I am dying.
But anyway, yeah, she's really lovely. Though,
there you go, guy. Message Tay Blue. You might get a response.
She's super responsive to her audience.
I love that. What did she reply about her house? I have to know. Go on the DMs, please.
No, because you're like, no, I won't. Go on.
Oh my god, they were DMing.
Yeah, she's really nice.
Stop. Guys, she's scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Because I'd like respond to the stories. I thought, hey Taylor, I'm just watching your most recent vlog. You have the most stunning home. Is that weird?
That's so weird. I can't believe you've done that.
But you know when you just see something, no, it's like, that's so nice.
No, it's actually so nice. But I'm just like, what?
I think
to be fair, I actually watched Dragon's Den last night, and the girl that has hair syrup.
Oh yeah.
She was on it, and I just sent her a message and was like, "Like you smashed it, like well done."
Yeah, so it's nice. So I think I was just watching her vlog, and I was like, "Do you know what? They made it was a big episode about home. Like they were talking about."
I don't know what to say. I'm in shock.
Anyway, she said,
no, but that, I actually love watching. It when I get lovely messages and I try to reply to everyone. So that is like, and I'm not nowhere near her level. So yeah, fair enough. Maybe I prejudged that someone like that just wouldn't reply.
Well, I never thought she'd reply, but I just thought.
The fact that you just said that. No, go on. What did she say?
I just said. She just said, thank you so much.
Oh, right.
No, she said, thank you so much for watching or something.
And then but you continued speaking.
No, I would just then like, you know, when you respond to.
Oh, people's stories.
People's stories. Okay. And then she would actually respond because she's. Nice. Seems like a nice person.
Okay.
Anyway, I saw that she used this
for her eczema.
And she was saying that she also gets eczema on her face. It was on her story. I didn't, so it won't be there anymore. Right, bear with me. I've got a hair one in the meantime.
Go on.
If you want me to.
Yeah. Give the listeners something. Message an influencer.
No, be like influence because everyone uses it. But the Beauty Works 10-in-1.
I took that to Dubai, used it for the first time, and it sorted me out because I didn't wash my hair in Dubai. I took the travel size, and I actually would 100% recommend that to anyone. I would wake up, my hair would feel like straw. It was like day 5 of being in the sun, getting drunk, all of this. And I would just spray that 10-in-1 miracle spray on.
No, stop.
And I would brush it through.
The mini one looks so
that's the one I took. And I would brush it through and it would feel like my hair was brand new.
Yeah, it's so good.
So, yeah, I would really recommend that.
I've used that for a really long time. Not that I would say my hair is...
Something I would recommend that's, like, dirt cheap. You could go, probably get it from Home Bargains, B&M. Like, the argan oil argan product. Oil. But I've just got an argan oil heat defense spray. Mm. So I'm constantly spraying it on before and my hair just feels so silky soft.
Yeah.
So that's like you can literally it doesn't have to be a big brand or anything. Just like they're like 99p in Home Bargains.
But you can get these. I think these are really good value nowadays. I don't know whether it's because it's more in the market so these are cheaper or whether life is just more expensive so they seem.
Yeah.
But there was always an offer on Look Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's this brand La Roche Posay.
Oh, La Roche Posay.
Oh,
Posay.
Do you know that? Is that how you say it?
I don't know. I was actually going to say it. Is it this one?
It's the multi-purpose repairing balm. And I've repurchased it twice since I was
originally. If you've got eczema, guys, get on this.
I get it real bad, and it's clear. I've not had it for ages. So that is actually like
your face actually used to be really bad.
Yeah.
Like
bad. Like I get really, really bad face eczema.
Okay.
And it's cleared up.
Oh well, that's a really good recommendation then. Okay, last one, beauty product, like makeup wise.
Makeup product.
So you just can't live without, recommend, love it.
Do you know what? I'm just not as much of a makeup girl as I used to be. But the HMB concealer.
Yes. I thought I lost it in Dubai. I had to wear a different
one. I influenced you to get that.
You actually influenced me to get that. And I was dying because I only have a bio when it's on like TikTok Shop Offer at like a Fiverr. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to spend like nearly 20 quid on this. I lost it. I had to like wear a different concealer one night and my makeup just did not bang like it normally does, like the brightness it gives you under your eyes. And then I was on the toilet one morning and I just like looked and in the corner of the bathroom at like, obviously if you were at lower eye level, I just saw this concealer and I like jumped for joy and I was like, I found my concealer.
Oh my gosh, you never even told me that you liked that when I recommended it to you.
I don't want it to run out, but I think I did buy a shade too light, so I need your recommendation on what shade I should buy next.
No, do you remember when you texted me saying what shade do you want?
Yeah.
Was it Sophie? And instead of just saying like this shade, I sent you like an essay because I was too like anxious to commit to tell you what shade.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought one maybe a bit too light.
Anyway.
So
Yeah, love the recommendations. Thank you. Guys, let us know in the comments what kinds of things you'd like us to recommend. If there's any, like, topics that you want us to discuss, we're always open to listening to what you guys want. But we really hope you enjoyed the episode.
Yeah, definitely leave us a comment or drop us a DM on Instagram.
Because we will reply.
We will. And we want to obviously include things that you guys want. So, yeah, let us know and keep an eye on our stories for some interaction.
Yeah, we want you guys to get involved in the next episode. But yeah, we love you all. Make sure you follow us at Tea and Toast Pod, and we will see you next time.
See you next week, guys.
Bye.